This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A federal judge has blocked an order from the Trump administration that could have threatened food assistance programs in Colorado. CPR's Ava Keon has more.
The order would have required Colorado to conduct in-person interviews with more than 100,000 households receiving benefits within 30 days. Whether people would still get food assistance would depend on if they were recertified. In a press release, Attorney General Phil Weiser said the timeline was impossible to meet. He also called it a form of punishment to the state. The lawsuit alleges the administration threatened to remove Colorado from the SNAP program if it did not comply within that time frame. Ava Keon, CPR News.
Broncos quarterback Bo Nix spoke to the media for the first time since suffering a season-ending ankle injury during the playoffs. CPR's Tony Gorman reports Nix disputes claims made by head coach Sean Payton about a condition that made injury inevitable.
Nix says he went into the season healthy without any lingering issues. He says the injury was caused by a misstep during the team's overtime win over the Buffalo Bills in the AFC divisional round.
You know, it was just a simple step with my foot up in the air. My body weight came down on it and sort of got twisted up and got out of there pretty quick. I think that's the good part of being athletic.
Broncos coach Sean Payton said earlier this week that Nix had a predisposed condition where his injury was inevitable, but the second-year quarterback said that was not the case. Nix underwent surgery last week and is expected to be out for 3 to 4 months. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A new chairlift at Monarch Mountain near Salida opened this morning. The Tomichi lift will serve new intermediate and expert runs on the western side of the Continental Divide. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.